Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Dinner is served. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Through lots of fails, great and small, on this show, but I've got one that you might not want to be eating for. Colgate's epically unpopular and maybe even fake line of frozen dinners. And it is exactly as bizarrely nauseating as you might expect. Now, there is much contention whether this line of products was real or fake, but whatever the truth, it has people hypothesizing just how far a company might go to reinvent itself, or to hide a track record of failures after the fact. You be the judge today as we talk about the history, and it's a short one, of Colgate's kitchen dinners. In 1806, William Colgate, an English immigrant to the United States and devout Baptist, established a starch, soap, and candle factory in New York City. The business continued into the late 1800s, when in 1873, the company introduced its first Colgate toothpaste, an aromatic toothpaste sold in jars. In 1896, the company sold its first toothpaste in a tube, named the Colgate Ribbon Dental Cream. By 1908, Colgate was seeing massive sales of its new toothpaste in a tube. Don't believe me? One of William Colgate's sons, James Boorsman Colgate, who took over the company, was a primary trustee of Madison University, which would become, under his influence, Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. Things were going great until the 1960s, when Colgate faced tough competition from other burgeoning processed product markets. The push to move into new frontiers was helmed by the new chairman and president, George Henry Lesh, who in 1961 had something big to prove. So he decided that Colgate should expand into food. And they did. Colgate made a line of dinners under their new Colgate Kitchen label, which included things like dried chicken and crab meat entrees, and Snapples, an apple chip that was tested on and off for 2 years. The chicken and crab meat entrees were specifically mentioned in a weekly digest from the American Institute of Food Distribution in 1966, so we know that these are real. They claim that these products were test marketed in 1964, but only in Madison, Wisconsin, and were withdrawn a year later. Of course, Colgate is not a brand associated with deliciousness, but of minty oral health, so to say that this experiment was unappealing was an understatement. The public likely wasn't prepared to wrap their head around the transition of Colgate as a brand into dinners, so these dinners, again, I believe they existed just based on this source, became an epic failure. Making a new brand under the Colgate umbrella might have helped things, a kind of disguise, a sub-brand of sorts, but Colgate didn't think like that. They believed their brand was strong and could weather a little bit of deviation from what they were known for. But, of course, it did not work. And yet, in 1982, the brand appeared to have attempted to get back into the food game. Or did they? It is said, but again, you'll be the judge, that Colgate tried to enter the frozen food market in the U.S., launching another iteration of Colgate kitchen entrees as a range of frozen dinners, including, most famously, Colgate beef lasagna. However, the product failed or didn't exist and completely disappeared. When the Museum of Failure opened in Helsingborg, Sweden in 2017, a museum dedicated to failures of all kinds, news outlets picked up this failed product and featured it in their articles. But again, did lasagna actually exist? There's nothing relating back to 1982 to substantiate it. So what is in the Museum of Failure? It is a replica of a box of Colgate's beef lasagna. So where did they get this mock-up or the inspiration of this mock-up, you might ask? Well, the museum might have gotten it as a potential product prototype, or it's a giant hoax, or maybe it was a product which ran in a very limited capacity in certain specific stores and failed so epically, like their other original dinners, that Colgate just doesn't want to acknowledge its existence out of pure embarrassment. In fact, the company's legal representation contacted the museum after it began receiving international attention for the lasagna, stating that, quote, Colgate has no recollection of a Colgate lasagna. There is sufficient evidence that this project probably never existed, at least in the way that it was something marketed to the masses, especially according to Google Trends, whose search for the term only started and gained momentum after 2017. I also didn't find anything in my research of this entree existing in the 1980s, except in reference to the Museum of Failure. According to Google Trends, the search for the term only started in 2017. Now, while Colgate Kitchen Entrees is mentioned in Matt Haig's book from 2003, there is no specific reference to a lasagna, and there's no mention of it being launched in 1982, as some articles suggest, but again, suggesting without proof in the context of the museum. So that's where we're at. Do I believe that it existed? Probably not. Do I believe that Colgate Kitchen Entrees did exist as a brand? Yes, in the 60s. That makes sense to me considering my research. Now, real or fake, the idea of a frozen dinner lasagna, crab, apple, or otherwise, still feels pretty unappealing. But also, if it did exist, kind of intriguing. Like, if I saw one in a grocery store, would I snap it up? Would you? I hope someday, perhaps perversely, that I'm walking through the grocery store in the frozen aisle and see a Colgate frozen dinner, perhaps lasagna, perhaps crab meat, perhaps apple, and make that decision for myself.